Hi, Eric.
Hey, Chelsea. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Awesome. Thanks for the time this morning. I know that you have a lot going on, a lot on your plate, so I appreciate you spending a couple of minutes with me.
No problem at all. Likewise.
So I'm hearing, Chelsea, all about the Vaccinated and Horny Tour that's coming to the Chicago Theater on Friday, November 12th. I'm assuming that both those are true and in that order as well. Is that how it went?
Yeah, I experienced a lot of horniness during COVID. You know, it obviously wasn't a safe time to be meeting up with suitors, so I had to get my own COVID testing kits at my house.
Right.
And that way I would interview guys in my backyard. They'd get there. I would give them the COVID test, give them the little nasal swab. Then I'd put the cartridge in the container so that it would run the test, which takes usually 20 to 30 minutes. And in that time, if the guy said anything annoying, like, I don't think masks work, or if I spotted a pinky ring or, you know, a flip-flop, I was able to just come back out and say, you know what, your test is positive, you have COVID, please leave.
There you go. It's a perfect system, really. Maybe you could keep this one year-round.
Well, I feel like a medical practitioner. Like, I definitely have a lot of medical experience. If you see my last special on HBO Max called Evolution, I talk a lot about prescribing people different medications, mm-hmm. cannabis, mushrooms, or pharmaceuticals, really. I'm open to anything. But this is just another example of me taking medicine into my own hands and figuring out a way around this kind of pandemic.
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, too, because here on the Three Questions with Podcast, here's how it works, Chelsea. I have three primary questions to ask you, hopefully none of which you've ever been asked before. And the first one right out of the gate has to do with that, because I did see a story that while working out, you do like to use pot or cannabis. Is that true, first of all? And secondly, while doing that, what is the absolute worst exercise?
Well, I use cannabis to deal with my trainer, Ben Bruno, because his personality requires cannabis. So that is the main ingredient. But I do have a cannabis strain that I smoke for workouts, which helps me seriously, intensely focus on working out. Because I got to get my, you know, I used COVID to get my body ready. I was like, listen, there's no excuse now. I'm going to get in the best shape of my life so that when I come out of this, everybody's an option.
When you go to work out with Ben, though, is there one exercise in particular that you dread, the absolute worst one? When Ben says, all right, we're going to do this, you're like, the hell we are. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I mean, that VersaClimber stupid thing where you have to climb up and down that VersaClimber makes me sick. A lot of exercises are annoying. But you know what? You focus on the results. After a while, you start to see your body getting tighter and leaner, and you're like, okay, I'll do whatever. So you kind of have to flip the switch. But yes, I don't enjoy working out. I'm not one of those people who loves it. That's why I have to take cannabis. Sometimes I'll even have a margarita before a workout.
You know, maybe that's what I need to do. I have seriously gone to hell. My body is pure hell. Maybe this is the best way to do it.
That's what happened during COVID. You either got in really good shape or it all went to shit.
And that's absolutely true. And that's what I did. I went to shit. On the Vaccinated and Horny Tour, when you come to the Chicago Theater, I've always wondered, Chelsea, as a comedian, what is the best comedy audience? If I gave you the option of a room full of men or a room full of women and they're single or married, if you walk out as a comedian and you look out into the crowd and you see one of those, which one would be the best one that would cause you to go, all right, now I'm going to slay. I'm going to kill tonight because of this.
Well, I mean, you know, you're going to slay anyway because anybody who's paying tickets to come to see you, first of all, Chicago's the best place to perform in the entire country, and I've always said that.
There we go.
And I filmed one of my specials in Chicago at the theater there. So I love performing there. But yes, listen, if you're not gay, transitioning, non-binary, or female, the chances are if you're a white, straight man, somebody dragged you to come see me. So I always love when I see gay people, queer people, and women, because that is really my audience. And I love to see guys, you know, like on the rare occasion that there's a group of straight guys that are going out to see Chelsea Handler, yell at them for an hour, you know, that gives me a lot of pleasure too. So you have to give a lot of credit to any straight white man that is confident and secure enough in his own being to come and see a woman like me. I find very attractive.
You know, I fall under that umbrella and I'm planning on being there. So we'll see how this works out for both of us. Yeah.
Well, there we go. We go, buddy.
And finally, question number three on the Three Questions with Podcast. You know, Chelsea, it's well known that you have a big slew of friends, both celebrity and non-celebrity, and many people turn to you for a lot of different needs. If one of your friends called and said they just broke up with their boyfriend or husband and needed you to take them away, where would that be? Where would you take them? Whisk them away to where?
I would either go to my favorite place, which is Whistler, Canada, or I'd go to Spain, Mallorca. That's my other favorite place.
What do you love about Whistler so much?
Oh, the skiing. I'm a fanatical skier. I love to ski. So I bought a place up in Whistler, and I go there every December through April, and I just hang out and live my adult spring break life up there. Margaritas, joints, skiing. It doesn't get any better than that.
Perfect combination. And what do you love most about Spain? What draws you there?
Well, Spain, you know, Spanish are very laid back. You know, they take siestas. They're not high maintenance. They don't care if you're famous. Everybody's normal and treated equally there. So I love Spain just because of the laid back mentality. You know, everybody's just, and it's just so beautiful. I have a place in Mallorca. And you just sit there and you could look at the water for hours. And it's just kind of, you know, skiing is an adrenaline rush. And Mallorca is a repair, relax. You grab a margarita, grab a paddleboard, and just sit on the ocean all day.
Yeah, you know, that's perfect because we had Chris Martin from Coldplay on a previous Three Questions with, and he was promoting Spain as a travel spot and offered to take me with, and then I never heard from him again. But is there a chance that I could go to Mallorca with you? I'm trying to get this Spain thing knocked out.
Yeah, it sounds like you are, and it sounds like you're. I mean, I'll consider it. I don't want to commit, but I'm going to need to see your body in person after the pandemic.
Really? Well, I'm going to need to see Ben Bruno before you see my body, so that's going to have to be something that's going to happen. The Vaccinated and Horny Tour is coming to the Chicago Theater on Friday, November 12th with this lady, Chelsea Handler. Tickets are on sale now. I'll be there up in the front row, Chelsea, looking for you. I appreciate you being a part of Three Questions With. I hope you have a great day.
You too, buddy. See you.
Thanks. Hey, it's Eric from Eric in the Morning. There are questions that need answering. And hey, I might tap you for a few questions to ask. So subscribe to Three Questions With on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.